because we're going to go straight now to the Fremantle Dockers coach in Justin Longmuir, who has been good enough to join us this evening. Justin, thanks for your time. A late out for your side. Unfortunately, no Brendan Cox this evening. Toby Watson is in to make his debut. Can you talk us through that change?
Yeah, well, Cox, he just didn't pull up after training on Thursday. It was Saturday, sorry. Got my days mixed up, given it was a Monday game. So we gave him every minute we could. And yesterday, he just decided that it wasn't worth the risk. Toby comes in. He's a mid-sized defender, probably the tallest we've got left. But he deserves his opportunity. He's been, I would say, probably the most improved player at the club since I arrived. He's grown immensely. He's a good aerialist. He's good at ground level, and he's got good skills. So we expect him to hold his own tonight.
Well, probably lucky that it's going to be damp, mate. There's going to be a bit more footy on the ground. But you said it in your own words that he's the next tallest that you got. Things are getting grim, mate. And is there any light on the horizon? I mean, do you have some of these big boys that are maybe not too far away?
No, we don't. No, they're all long-term injuries. I think it's, Joel and Alex probably won't play this year. And Griff Logue will be at the end of the year if he does play again. So we expect Coxie to probably play next week. It's not looking great, but we'll just have to do what we do the best we can with what we've got. I thought, last week West Coast took 7 marks inside 50, so it wasn't a massive number. So probably lucky the conditions are a bit dry, a bit wet tonight, given that Luke Ryan's going to have to play as a key defender. So we're just going to have to do what we've got at the moment, unfortunately, and we need to defend well as a team and make it more of a ground level game.
Justin, you mentioned there that you expect Joel Hamling now to miss the rest of the season. Has he had another setback? He'd already had 2 bouts of surgery on that ankle this season.
I don't know whether you call it another setback. It just hasn't come along the way we'd like it to come along. It's as simple as that. It's not tracking the way we want it to. It was a significant injury when he did it. Unfortunately, he's had mishap after mishap with it. So it's not ideal for him or the club, given the situation we're in.
JL Lee Spur, we'll move to the other end of the ground, mate. Your team is number one on the comp for contested marks inside 50. The conditions, obviously, not conducive today. What are you thinking of doing with Rory Lobb and Matt Tabner for this game then?
Well, I still think a contest is going to be critical. And we feel like, the Geelong defenders are really good aerialists. They like to get an extra behind the ball. So we feel like our tools will be critical in not only giving us structure in front of the ball, but also giving us a contest. If we can make it a ground ball game in our 450, it's going to be a win. So don't expect them to mark it, but I just want to see real predictability with our tools tonight.
And the game is always won and lost in the middle, the midfield pressure and the battle. Paddy Dangerfield, Darcy Tucker's been fantastic in there this year for you guys. Does he go to him?
Probably not Darcy, but we're going to put a fair bit of time into Danger. He's clearly probably one of the best players in the comp, so we can't let him go around doing whatever he wants. So we'll put some time into him. And really, it's about limiting his impact. We understand he's going to get the footy and he's going to have clearances, but we're just going to make sure that his clearances are dirty and then we limit his impact in there. So, yeah, we'll put a fair bit of time into Danger tonight.
Love what I saw from young Michael Frederick last week. Mate, he gave us some real energy out there on the field. I'm sure you'd be pleased with what he offered up, and let's hope he can back it up tonight, eh?
Absolutely. He's got some real class and he's got some real speed. And we don't have a lot of speed in our team, especially our front half. So, it was great to see what he did last week. He's clearly a kid on the rise and just love his attitude and love his want to get better. So I expect a similar performance tonight.
And, of course, with no Selwood out there, no Ablett, does that make your job easier tonight?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They're two greats of the game, so it definitely helps us. They've still got a lot of experience and a lot of mature bodies out there. So, like Lee said, we're just going to have to get it done in the midfield, halve the contest and bring great pressure and play the game in our front half. We're no Geelong's great strength is playing the game in their front half, and your ability to score off forward half turnovers is, you know, up there with the best in the comp. So play the game in our front half and, let our small forwards and our team defence go to work.
And we just finally, we spoke about, obviously, the lack of defenders you've got at the moment. Who does get first crack at Tom Hawkins?
Luke Ryan will. He's probably been our best key defender all year, probably outside Griff Logo. He's had some big jobs. He plays with a lot of passion and a lot of heart. So, we're going to have to support him, and we're probably trying to set up to support him a little bit in the air. But we've got real confidence that he can compete really hard, and the conditions will probably help. But, you know, he's probably been one of our best players all year, so we'll back him in early.
He was great in the Derby last week, but he's giving away 12 centimetres there. It's going to be a huge task, isn't it?
If they didn't have him in the Derby, I reckon they probably would have kicked West Coast another 5 goals if it wasn't for Luke Ryan. That's why I gave him
12 centimetres last week, 12 kilos this week.
It's going to be a big job, isn't it, Justin?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think Hawkins is probably their most important player. He's so good for him structurally, but he wins a lot of contests and a lot of one-on-ones, and they do set up to give him a lot of one-on-ones. So we're going to have to defend well as a team and support Luke, but, you know, I'm confident he can get the job done.
Well, good luck tonight, Justin. Really appreciate your time on 6BR so close to the bounce. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.